Oh no, it's happening. That big white mist coming on. It's the big ghost.
Big ghost is back.
The big ghost is back.
Oh.
It's gonna swallow the town.
Oh.
Last time.
Oh, it's gonna chill down my spine. Oh, it's gonna chill. Oh.
Last time, my dad disrespected the big ghost and he got in a car accident.
During the big ghost?
During the big ghost.
Oh my god.
I think the big ghost rammed his car into a tree.
Oh my god. And he never turns his lights on.
No, he didn't want to spook the big ghost.
Jesus Christ, what was that? What were you thinking? Did you not see me?
It's pretty foggy. The headlights, they're not so good. Sorry, anyone hurt?
I think I might be.
You might be hurt.
I think I might.
What's wrong? What part of your body is ailing?
That much I'm not entirely convinced of, but I think I might be.
You took the whole side off of my car.
I told you it was an accident. It affects visibility and that's why I crashed my car into the side of yours. I'm sorry, look.
My right knee.
Sorry?
It's my right knee that's been hurt. I can feel it.
Nobody gives a fuck about your knees. They grow back. My car door's not going to grow back.
Your knees grow back?
Your knees grow back?
My knees grow back.
How many knees have you lost?
Be losing knees once or twice a year.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm actually trapped in your wheel well. You drove over me 3 miles ago. I'm a doctor. My name's Dr. Adam Smith. Common name, but it is my name.
Sorry, should we get you out of there?
Knees can grow back. I should know. I studied for 3 years at the University of Knees in Norwich.
Doctor, why are you climbing back into the wheel well?
It's where I feel safe. It reminds me of the womb. Oh. Warm and oily.
Very sorry.
It's quite all right.
I'm very sorry, Doctor.
It is quite all right.
It's the fog, though. I mustn't have seen you.
Sorry to interrupt, but Doctor, how long can I expect before my knee grows back?
150 years.
No time.
But you said that you had a new one each year. Is it different for each individual?
Yes, it is. For her, it's approximately 3 months. For you, 150 years. And you drove over me miles ago in a well-lit street. So don't be blaming the fog. Turn those lights on your own character and peer through the murky mists of your own soul, sir.
I'm sorry, Doctor.
Tell me, why doesn't your car have a steering wheel anyway?
I like to use my fingers. I remove the wheel and I just drive it pole inside where the steering wheel normally attaches to. I'm training, you see. I'm training my finger strength.
What are you training for?
I'm going to climb the mountain.
With your fingers?
Yes, with my fingers.
Just your
Not
fingers?
Not just my fingers, no. I'm going to be Dr. using my feet, legs too.
Dr. Adam Smith here. A preliminary examination of your fingers would indicate weak tendons.
Right,
the likes
doctor.
Of which couldn't even grapple with a small hill. Your dreams will perish.
Can he grow new fingers if he loses them, just like me?
If he loses his fingers, they'll grow back as toes.
Will they be stronger?
They will be really strong. He'll just be some kind of strange dog man.
That's something
dog
to consider.
Dog man in the fog, man. Sorry, what were you saying?
I said it might be something to consider if his dream is to climb a mountain, because strong toes could be more beneficial than weak fingers.
I say we throw him in the sinkhole. See if you can climb out of that.
Hang on here. Hang on. Look, I may have accidentally crashed into your car and driven over a doctor, but there's no need to do something drastic like throw me in the sinkhole.
That's how Batman learned how to be strong.
Please, have reason.
I thought Batman learned how to be strong through going through 17 years of painful knee renewal.
Nope. He fell in a well.
Thank you, Dr. Smith.
No problem. What do we do when we fall down, Master Bruce?
We drive over doctors.
No, we... You are... a sinkhole. Everybody, no. Sinkhole. Sinkhole. Sinkhole.
Throw him in the hole.
Hello, Dunbracken. It gives me no pleasure to say this, but the day we have all feared has come to pass. It has returned. The big ghost is out there. The reports, first seen early this morning, some sort of white cloud descending upon the town. First thought to be a hoax, of course. The big ghost hasn't been seen in these parts since 2019. Claimed the lives of so many. For 7 years, we have been preparing for this eventuality. Keep your loved ones close. Close all your doors. Lock all your children. Don't let the big ghost inside. And most importantly, don't let the big ghost inside you. Stay safe out there, Dunbracken. Godspeed.
So I think if we all get straws, we'll just be able to drink the big ghost.
That's risky.
It's risky, but we might die or we might get extra soul.
What if we become the big ghost? What if it gets inside us and expands us and then me and you stop being corporeal?
I would love to be the big ghost with you.
That would be pretty nice. It'd
be pretty nice. Like, we don't need to be oppressive like the current big ghost.
Yeah, we could just float in and be like, how do you do? And we'll move on.
Yeah,
we could go
to
different towns. I don't know why it stays here all the time.
I know. And you know what? I would be more transparent.
You think?
I think so.
You would just let them have a little...
Yeah, just...
A little feel of a ghost.
You know, like when you leave your TV on to feel a bit of company?
Yeah.
You know, a bit like that.
Yeah, like we're a kind, warm shoulder rather than this weird dirt wetness that's about...
Don't care for that.
No.
No.
No?
No, sorry.
You're not going to drink the big ghost?
No, or you wouldn't be a supportive ghost?
I've messed up, guys. I just looked out the window. Brandy Straw is outside. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Don't let him in. He gets real weird when the ghost's here.
But he's got his outfit on. He's going to sing a song. He's
going to
sing a song.
Like,
I just had a couple of drinks, you know?
I get it. We've all had a couple of drinks.
We have? You're not meant to drink before drinking the big ghost.
We didn't
have the blood of a sparrow. If we drink before we drink the big ghost, we're not going to get enough big ghosts in us.
But if he's gas, he'll fill up any bits we have.
You can't get gas through a straw.
Get gas through a straw? We tried that.
Yeah, you
sucked
strong enough.
I got the smoke machine and I just nailed a bunch of smoke with straw.
Yeah, remember he had to go to hospital because he sucked too many helium balloons?
Yeah.
That was a gas through a straw.
That was gas through a straw?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. I just poked the straw right through the balloon and started inhaling.
Yeah.
And I know what you're saying. I was probably standing above the balloon. I was not. I was below sucking into helium.
Yeah.
So you know you can do it. You never visited me in a hospital either.
Yeah, he had a popped lung.
And I sounded all squeaky.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah, you should have been there. It was funny in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know I should have gone, but I was busy with the cats.
That's fair. I forgot about the cat.
Yeah. Someone's got to think about them. Oh, I don't know what I did with them tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I would want to drink.
Brandy, we don't need your business, but if you could go to my house, my cats are probably hungry.
Okay, got it.
Do you want to sing your song? I'll sing along, Brandy. Nope. Okay, we'll just make sure the cats are okay.
You know what? We give Brandy a lot of shit, but Brandy was pretty cooperative.
Brandy was pretty chill there. That was, yeah.
Well, he wasn't.
He's going to get your cats that you forgot.
He wouldn't sing.
You left them defenseless. The big ghost could have them right now.
I left them with knives.
They
okay, not
have
defense.
Knives in their hands.
Yeah.
If they're really desperate, they could probably pry open, like, the fridge to get some food.
I saw a video of a cat fighting off a cobra, but I don't know if it could fight off the big ghost. Its reaction times are fast, but what do you do when it's all around you?
I have seen that video, and I, when I was watching it, I actually thought that that cobra was possessed by some form of ghost.
Oh, like us drinking the big ghost and becoming the ghost. But I would like to get the cat involved in that too. I don't want to leave him behind.
I mean, I've been planning this for weeks, and now you're suddenly getting the cat involved.
And I don't want it to be one of my cats.
Well, you just, you might have been planning it all. But
you know how many gases I drank through a straw in preparation for this?
He had a popped lung.
I had a popped lung.
I didn't know that there was a plan involved when you ruined that kid's birthday party.
He had a whole, like, fucking song that he came out whenever he was
popped lung
in the hospital.
Yeah.
He had a pop song and his name was Pop Lung.
He started halfway through the helium. He was already, no one could understand him. He ruined a kid's birthday party.
You gotta through a straw. Gotta have a gas. You gotta have a blast.
Come on, how do you not understand that?
Right? I understand it. The last time he had a popped lung and wouldn't stop trying to sing that, apparently.
That's why he went by Pop Lung.
Yeah. Anyway, we're gonna drink the big ghost, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna empty my bladder, make sure I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's never fight again.
Yeah, okay. And when we're all the big ghosts, we won't fight.
Oh.
We'll be like together.
Yeah.
Like synced.
Yeah, like Casper's uncles.
Casper's
They were
uncle.
Jerks though.
Yeah, but they were three ghosts who were together. They liked each other.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'd be like Stinky. I think that was the name of the skinny one.
I think he's way off board now. I don't want to.
No, I think it was the. There was Fatso.
Was he really called Fat?
I'm pretty sure.
Why
he was
it Casper,
Fatso.
And then just disparaging remarks against the other threes for name?
We don't have time for this. We can't keep dissecting Casper.
But if there's a chance one of us will be a friendly ghost, I hope it's you.
Oh, I hope it's me too.
Yeah, I think you deserve it.
Thanks.
After that pop lung. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope we all like get glommed together as one big ghost personally, but we'll see what happens.
Even if we were glommed together, I think my cats would still be able to recognize
me. They would know you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's a real shame that you didn't get to number one with that track, by the way.
No.
I had it on repeat.
It was a big TikTok hit though.
It was. A lot of people making fun of you.
Yeah.
I defended you in the comments and turns out I was shadow banned.
Yeah.
I just would have liked the heads up to know that you were going to do a surprise birthday for me.
Surprise.
Yeah, I get that. But, I would have put on makeup. I would have had a shower, for Christ's sake.
No, you look so lovely in your natural self. Like, you're just, you know, this is you, the whole real you.
Yeah, but I don't want people to see the whole real me. I wear makeup and the things I choose to wear for a reason. Also, I feel like I was loudly bitching about Kevin as I walked in.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin, are you okay?
I wouldn't mind going home, but because the big ghost, could we just turn the lights off instead in lieu of that? Because I don't know how long I can keep a straight face,
Kevin,
for.
I, as much as you, wanted the secrecy of how I really felt about you, you know?
Oh, I understand. I get it. Sometimes you don't want to hear those things, you know? But I just thought we were doing a nice thing. But I get it.
No.
Inner feelings. This is your inner sanctum.
Yeah.
You should be allowed to.
Could have asked permission to be like, oh, well, we're going to do an event in your apartment, but we can't tell you what it is. And at least that way, I would have kind of got from inference that maybe I should put on makeup and, you know, not bitch loudly about Kevin.
Well, you really did say that you wanted something special for your birthday, and
people say that, though.
You said you wanted something special, like in the same way that Kevin's completely unremarkable.
Oh,
like,
Kevin.
If you can take that unremarkableness and bottle the opposite of it.
Yeah, I mean, you're lucky that I was speaking so emphatically about how unremarkable you are, given that you are so unremarkable.
But Kevin, you know, you are unremarkable, but in a good way.
People don't need to be remarkable, you know? Thousands of people die every day, and they're not remarked on. Thousands of people are born every day, and for 100 years, nothing will happen to them. Being average is fine.
You know what? In hindsight, if you had been
leading this whole surprise birthday thing, maybe you wouldn't have even landed on the idea. Maybe I would have had an unremarkable birthday in my apartment and a very nice special birthday in a good restaurant. But it's fine, it's fine.
Okay, well, I did call around a few restaurants, but after what you did the last birthday, you've got a bit of a name for yourself.
Yeah, well, I can't help that all the restaurateurs are in a group chat together. It's a small town.
Yeah, and, you know, you are the opposite of Kevin in this town. You're very remarkable. People know who you are and...
And I haven't asked for that. That's just been based on my actions. Kevin, you could learn a lesson or two from me.
I make nice doorknobs for people. People need something to knock on their door. Doorknobs and knockers.
And we will remark on the door knocker, but we less remark on the door knocker maker.
Didn't we ask you, Kevin, just to not bring work to the fun things
that
we do?
I know, but sometimes when you get into the minutia of... Because some door knockers are really interesting because they have to be soft enough to not startle you, but then they need to be hard enough so that if you're in the back of the house, you still hear it. And there's a beauty and a craft to that.
It's just we often end up talking a lot about knobs and knockers when you're around, Kevin.
And I don't get why everyone giggles at it. It's a serious business.
Because you managed to make it in the least remarkable way about knobs and knockers, Kevin.
What's remarkable about knobs and knockers? They're just important parts that everybody needs.
I'm so glad that, you know, all this effort I made to put this lovely birthday party together has once again ended in fiasco.
Listen, I can't help it that all the restaurants have now put me on a watch list because I was loudly talking about knobs and knockers last year. If anything, Kevin's fault.
Loudly and drunkenly.
Yeah,
and I understand why people maybe misunderstood what I was talking about.
And then you destroyed a lot of knobs and knockers. Kevin had a really hard time getting all that work done.
I lost a lot of money. I said, hey, put it on the tab.
I was testing how robust they were because you work with metal for your knobs and knockers.
I'm trying not to bring it to Hooters. Like, I'm trying not.
Well, go to Hooters next year for your birthday.
Yeah, they like that chat.
Alright guys, once again, for reference, it's not fog if the clouds are in the sky. It's gotta be at ground level.
You don't know that though.
I do know that.
Does the sky start and end though? How low are we talking?
Here's a general rule. If you can throw a rock at it, it's not in the sky.
What about that sky cloud that's in that field though?
The sky cloud, you gotta give more detail.
The sky cloud that's in that field that looks like the fog but is smaller than the fog and has four legs.
You mean the fucking sheep?
No.
The sheep's fog. Sheeps aren't fog.
What if
we
it gets
can't
bigger?
Have
though?
This conversation again.
What if that gets bigger though? What if that gets bigger and becomes gaseous?
At what rate?
What do you mean, at what rate?
If the sheep gets bigger at like a centimeter a year, that's fine. We're talking about like a meter a minute.
What about that big cloud over there with like the 12 legs?
Yeah. The one that's given birth.
Is that a pile of sheep?
It's a pile of sheep.
Right.
Pile of sheep.
Got it.
Is that not the big ghost?
No, that's cotton candy right there.
What about all the little white balls that I put in my mouth?
Teeth?
No, little white balls.
Popcorn?
No.
Are you talking about the cotton balls?
Yeah, I put cotton balls in my mouth.
Yeah. What about cotton balls?
Not fog?
Oh.
Not fog.
Okay, wait. One final question.
I feel like this isn't going to be the final question. I feel like there's going to be 18 more questions of this.
Well, yes, there might be.
We've had this meeting for the last 3 hours.
But the thing is...
My kids are home alone. The babysitter left a long time ago.
Well, that's,
wrap this up.
Well, that's your fault for hiring Sandra as the babysitter, in fairness.
I give her $20 and I say, give me as much babysitting as this will
get. Aren't your kids like 24?
Yeah. They're
responsible.
They
can't be trusted.
They cannot be trusted.
Not when the fog's in town.
The fog's not in town.
Jesus Christ. I think I just saw the fog.
Oh, jeez.
It's coming out of Barry's mouth.
Barry.
No.
Stop smoking in here, Barry.
If I smoke around a cigarette with a cotton ball in my mouth, then sometimes...
This feels like a fire hazard.
Yeah.
This feels like you're going to burn your mouth.
Yeah, I might burn my mouth a bit, but it's all for a bit of fun.
You can You can vape, though.
You cannot vape. You cannot smoke.
Better be safe than sorry. I'll just stab Barry.
I think we could maybe try an exorcism on Barry. Let's not stab him right away.
We won't stab him right away, but
he is clearly possessed by the fog.
You can't tell me I can't vape out here.
I can tell you whatever the hell I want. You can't vape. You can't eat chicken wings. Stop eating chicken wings. I have to clean up afterwards.
Hey, everybody down there on Dumbracken Denied, you're listening to Dumbracken 105.7. I know there'll be ghosts out there, but don't worry. We got plenty of spooks and scares right in here for you all night long. And here in Dumbracken 105.7, we think that one of the spookiest things we can do is raise the judge. And what better way to do that than to hear from one of our fallen comrades this year? That's right, we're bringing back one of the unaired Roger Sterling interview segments. Everyone will remember Roger as the guy who valiantly went down during the scuffle for Dumbracken. What a hero. What a man. We're going to play you his final interview from before the war started so that you can truly enjoy the man behind the mic. Of course, the song was playing at the time of the interview. This was the final song that went in before the interview started, so we also, our technician is off today. He couldn't come in because of the big ghost, and we don't quite know how to, you know, skip ahead from this song, but this was the final song that played before Roger's interview. It doesn't have any words, so you're gonna have to sit through it. Roger had this thing for bands who didn't use words, instrumentals. I don't know. I think he wanted nobody else's, okay. I like when they change. It's like we're underwater with this little bit. Oh, and I bet you it's going to come back above the water now. Oh, here, what's going to happen? Oh, okay. It's like 80 synth wave on drugs, which I guess is just 80 synth wave, but okay. I think Roger didn't want any other voices to be heard that he didn't have full control over, so... Huh, singers? Sorry, you're plumb out of luck with Roger. I think we've got like another 2.5 minutes of this song. So I don't know. There's no one else here in the boat. Okay, I guess we'll read some advertisements. Yeah, free publicity for some stuff in the town, I guess. Okay. What do we have here? I don't really have a list of every. I don't really have a list. Okay, so there's Manscaped, Manscaped, Cape Services. I guess if you need someone to, iron your capes. Okay, Manscaped, scapegoat friend willing to take the fall for anything. What is, why is this just a list of man apostrophe S capped? Is that like is that a hitman? What is that? Manscaped. I guess it's a hitman. Okay. Manscrapped. Realistic and authentic fake fight art to make any guy seem cool in front of a first date. Does that have to be, like, any first date? Or could it just be any friends? I don't know why they stipulated first date. And then Manscaped Town. Superhero expose. Why is it in Chelmsford in England? Why is that being advertised here? And why is it not in Cape Town? Here's one. Okay, sorry. I found a few more. Christian Mingle. Okay, so any singles out there? Okay, great. Okay, so Christian Mingle. Okay, cool. Oh, yeah. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Suplex sounds table crashing. I guess. Well, we don't. This is just the read. Are you single? Are you sick of dating apps when nobody talks about what you want to talk about? Well, forget about talking altogether. Here at Christian Mangles. Mangle? Oh, Christian Mangles. Not Mingles. Okay, so the title was spelt wrong. Okay, Christian Mangles. Okay, here at Christian Mangles, we let the Lord do our talking for us, and our bodies do the rest. I don't like that. Don't like how that was phrased. We have a weekly sermon and then pile drive straight into some wrestling, thank God. I didn't know it was going to be wrestling. Where you may find your tag team partner for life. Okay, Roger's about to come in now. The song's over. He is Roger Sterling in one of his final interviews. Let's go.
Me. Hey, everybody, it's Roger coming at you live from Dunbracken 105.
Oh, Roger said it was live. This is not a live
special
clip.
Guest
this
today.
Was probably about 7 months ago. It is not live. I always have to make that disclaimer here. Okay, back to you, Roger.
Play. It is. It's the man himself. It's Colonel Marzipan. Come on in. Welcome.
It's actually a bit disappointing. I'm having to do a late call out, a casting call out.
Is that why you're here today?
It wasn't originally, but it is now. I need a man who could play some sort of monkey.
Huh.
I would prefer a bonobo, but it's open. It's open to the artiste because it's so last minute.
What about me, if you don't mind me asking? Do you think you could see me on the stage? Do you think I'd be a good fit?
I'm looking for a man who would be able to hold his own body weight for roughly 2 hours.
That seems like a bit of a tall order, if you don't mind me saying.
I believe there would be someone available in Dunbracken to do this. Not that I've seen this person. I've asked around many bars, but I believe someone would have the determination to do this.
What's this for, if you don't mind me asking? Is it a play that you've been working on?
It's a recreation.
A recreation? And we don't get that word very often in terms of local amateur drama and theatre, you know?
Someone came to me in the middle of the night. There was a knock at the window, and I heard the saddest story that I've ever heard, and it involved quite a lot of monkeys. This man had been taken hostage while on a holiday to Zanzibar, and the tales he told, I'm not sure if they were entirely true, but it shook me, and now I want to do him justice. And I don't believe that anything under 2 hours would suffice. I had someone in mind, and they disappointed me. 20 minutes was all they could manage. They cried for quite some time. They said that they could do 2 hours, but you can't do over 20 minutes. I don't think you could do 2 hours.
I mean, Terrence is pretty strong here. Do you think he would be cut off?
Terrence is far too heavy.
Thank you, Roger, but it's true.
Look at those arms. He could definitely not support himself.
My calves alone would leave me immobile.
I know he's had his arms above his head holding from this pipe for quite some time, but I can see his feet are on the ground.
I would say that we have three calls.
We've got three calls?
We have three calls.
I'm surprised. I didn't think that many people would be on to call
on.
The colonel. But
they heard that the colonel was on. And
Are these people interested in being my bonobo?
They just came in the last 3 minutes. So
okay,
so
patch them through. Put them on.
Line one, you're on now with Roger.
Hello, Mr. Marzipan Roberts.
Speaking.
Yes. I was just wondering, why bonobo rather than, like, a chimp?
Next. Obviously not interested in this role. Just posing questions.
Line two, you're on with Colonel Marzipan Roberts and Roger from 105.7.
That's me.
First of all, I would like to thank you for your service towards this country.
Not the first.
How would you feel about, a real animal? Like, proper method acting?
So, is the animal acting?
Well, it would be a genuine monkey, but it would act and do the lines as rehearsed.
There's no lines, don't worry.
Oh, is there not? Okay.
It's a sinister glare.
A sinister glare.
Piercing eyes.
You know what?
It is a very distinct
I'm looking glare. Across the room, it can do sinister glare.
Roger, I'm just looking at Marzipan's script, and it has a monkey beating a man to death. Sorry, two men to death.
Interesting.
Okay, now, I can't confirm that it can do it, but looking at it, it's nodding, it's nodding.
Well, what I would say is that we do have a stuntman booked for the action sequence.
I think that'll be fine.
No, I mean, it sounds like you've got your persona, but I don't want to keep our listeners unsatisfied here on Dunbracken 105.7, so we're going to patch line three through.
Line three, you're on the air, but unlikely to get the job.
Hi, Mr. Marzipan.
Who are you? Call me Colonel if you're going to address me.
Do you recognize my voice?
I can't say I do. I just want to know why you're being so insolent.
Because I don't respect you.
Cut him off. Cut him off. Who is this? Cut him off.
No, keep it on.
Marzipan. I was there when that bonobo got loose.
Go again with that.
I was there when he got loose.
A nonobo? This man has no diction. Who is this man to speak to me?
It's the man from your window.
I was there when that bonobo got out and beat that woman to death.
Don't share the story on the air. We're going to do the recreation. Don't ruin this for me.
You left me there. This is my role.
Cut him off.
This is my role.
Roger, cut him off.
Well, listeners, you heard it here today. What an exciting turn of events we had. Well,
man was an imposter. Whoever that was obviously has no respect for the arts because he didn't even call me by my correct title. I believe this man is an anarchist in the town, and he's nothing but trouble. You should block the number from the station immediately. In fact, let me just rummage around these buttons.
Oh, yes, sir. I'd rather you didn't do that, Colonel, but you are very... Yeah, okay, I will step back from you.
You know, I used to operate something similar in the army.
It's just a bunch of side effects.
Thank you, Terrence.
Quite correct. I operated the sound effect board in the army. I would play blasts over large speakers to scare the enemies.
Ooh, this was a common question from our listeners.
Mm.
Which army? Which war?
I don't want to talk about it. If that's okay.
I think we've heard enough here today from Colonel Mazapan.
If you would like to hear more, I'm currently working on an audiobook.
Please say more about that.
Well, you'd need to listen to the audiobook, but it is about a fairy.
Okay, well,
Okay, not the response I expected. It is about a fairy that likes cocoa powder.
Okay, so if you want to hear Colonel Mazapan's cocoa
powder...
Okay,
I'll give you a taste. Elizabeth woke on a lovely Sunday morning.
Ladies
I'm sorry,
and gentlemen,
I don't have the script in front of me. I'm going off my top.
Thank you for listening today to Dunbracken 105.7. This has been Roger Sterling here with Colonel Mazapan. Hey, we'll see you next time.
It's really messing with me because you put me off. You know that? You disregarded my work.
I, honestly...
And you let that fool on line 3 on.
Colonel, I think you kind of do it to yourself. You've got too much power in this town.
Some would say not enough. I'm waiting for the next town council meeting.
You're running for mayor?
I'm not running for mayor. The mayor is the face. I want to be the, I've said too much.
Line 2, you're on.
Shit,
well, I've
on...
been on the whole time.
And that okay. was Roger Sterling here with someone you know and love, of course, in the town, Colonel Mazapan Roberts. What a delightful man. Anyone who went on to see that play, of course, that was 7 months ago before the play had officially been brought to stage, and everyone will know that the play, unfortunately, has a dark history in the town. Now, after... It was on for 2 weeks every night, and on day 11 of 14, I guess the gorilla discovered that the stuntman was having sex with his wife and brought a gun to the stage and, well, tore the arms off that stuntman, who made it look incredibly realistic because it was. His arms were detached from his body in front of 124 people. Thankfully, the children, like always, were instructed to leave after the first 6 minutes. The first 6 minutes of any Colonel Mazapan play are PG-12, and then it moves quickly to R-rated, so the kids have to get out after 6 minutes. Thank God they did, or else they'd be scarred like I was watching an angry, cucked gorilla tear the arms straight from the bone. He took the gun, of course, but I think the gorilla should have known that the gun wasn't going to be effective because in the play, that same gun is ineffective. The man survived, of course. His arms were able to be reattached, just slightly lower than they should be, so there was so much damage done to the shoulder joints there that they just kind of cut a bit off of the arm and put it down like a little bit down below the armpit, of course, the arms. So he's sort of got straight line where the armpits and shoulders should be, and then slightly below the armpits, his arms are now attached. And they actually function okay. Ironically, he can, like, walk like a gorilla now because his arms are so low and stuff, so he has the exact, if you can picture a man who can just walk like a gorilla, because, you know, a gorilla's arms are so much longer than the legs and the body, so, and his arms aren't any longer. In fact, they're a little shorter because they had to cut some of the top off, but where they are positioned on his body, he's able to walk like a gorilla, which actually has worked out in his favor, because, as I mentioned before, he was having an affair with the gorilla's wife, and it turns out this really worked for the gorilla's wife. She was really into this new arm placement, and, they got a divorce. Thankfully, they got a divorce. The gorilla, of course, in prison now, because he tore the arms off of a man, and I think that's fair. Unfortunately, it was hard to find a jury of his peers for quite a while because, well, it's hard to get 12 gorillas into jury duty because the alpha was on trial, so they were constantly just agreeing with the alpha. So there were about 7 mistrials before eventually the judge was like, okay, I'm going to make an executive decision here. And so now that judge is also in prison, and the gorilla is now out. He was in prison for a very short time, but it turns out you can't just make a decision as a judge because that's illegal. So the judge himself is now in prison, and the gorilla is out. And you know what? He's found a new love of his life, the theater, and him and Marzipan are working on the next big project. We have no clue what it is, but we do keep seeing the gorilla snatching people from the town and climbing up buildings, so if anyone can guess, please tell me, because I have no idea what that is. But yes, the big ghost is here, so please stay with us and indoors here at Dumbracken 105.7 after this little ditty.
Thank you for listening to The Big Ghost. This is part one of our two-part Big Ghost Halloween episode. The next part will be out in the coming days. I am trying my best to get it out before Halloween. I think it should be, yeah. I'm hoping to hit, what is that, Tuesday the 20th? Anyway, this part featured Patrick Meyer, Laura Conlon, Jared Donnelly, Kieran Sands, Gian McKeever, Megan Scott, Eddie Goodwin, Phil Grieve, Declan King, Kit Reese, and Niall McKenna.